Herod privately calling the wise men learned diligently of them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in our Epiphany Gospel, the evil King Herod persecuted the Magi who wanted to learn about Christ. The Magi had studied the star in order to found Jesus. And in order for us to get to heaven, we need to learn our religion, and that's done by studying catechism. Bishop Dolan has given to our people many sermons about catechism topics, and our school and our parish give catechism classes to many children. But there have been times when teaching catechism and religion to children has been very dangerous. In the class, we have seen how dangerous the time of the French Revolution in the 18th century was to the Catholic Church. And I'll tell you today about some Ursuline nuns who can be seen as martyrs of Catholic catechism. In France, in a town named Valenciennes, there was a fervent and flourishing community of Ursulines. Their monastery was a center of devoted work for the poor children who attended their schools. But to these devoted women, the revolution brought suffering and destruction. But the Ursulines fortunately had a superioress whose courage never failed and whose tenderness supported her nuns throughout the difficult times of the revolution. Mother Clotilde was her name, and she had the gift of winning all hearts. When France was made a republic, the Ursulines were forbidden to teach children. They were then ordered to leave their convent, which was taken by the government. Taking with them the poor bits of furniture which they could, they escaped across the border to Belgium, to another Ursuline convent. But peace didn't last long. There was war against France now, and Imperial Austria, which was a Catholic country, took over Valenciennes. The Austrians wished that the Ursulines would continue the schoolwork, which had been interrupted by the revolution. So they returned and also took to their community one poor Claire nun and two Brigittine nuns who had managed to hide from the persecutors. They started their schoolwork again, but in September 1794, the Austrians had to retreat and the French troops came back. Now the nuns had nowhere to hide, because French surrounded them everywhere. Mother Clotilde's brave words kept up their courage. "The moment has come when we must show ourselves the real spouses of Christ. It would be too easy to serve him if our path was always strewn with roses. The test of our devotion is to serve him in adversity." The Ursulines were first held prisoners in their own convent. Then they were moved to one of the public prisons, all of which were packed with the victims of the revolution. In October 1794, the nuns were sent before the military commission, whose death sentences were always followed by immediate execution. When asked why had they returned with the Austrian troops back to Valenciennes, they answered, "In order to teach the Catholic, Apostolic, and Roman religion." Mother Clotilde proved that her joy in martyrdom was combined with a strong sense of her responsibility toward the community which was under her care. "If," she said, "we broke the law by returning to Valenciennes, I alone deserve punishment. I am the head, and my sisters had to obey me. I alone am responsible for having re-established a community of nuns under the Republic." But here the others joined in. "We helped to restore the convent and schools," they said. "We acted like our superioress and ought to share her faith." They were all sentenced to death. On returning to the prison, the Ursulines prepared for death. Surrounded by their weeping friends, they alone remained serene and smiling. After their hair had been cut and their arms tied, they walked to the scaffold, attended by a large crowd. They sang the Te Deum, the Veni Creator, and the Litany of Our Lady. Mother Clotilde was called first, and she happily ascended to the platform to meet her death, and her sisters followed. As promptly and gladly as their mother, they obeyed the summons that called these heroic educators of children to the eternal life. So children, remember to appreciate your studies of religion and catechism. The Magi, as well as many martyrs of the Church, have sacrificed their lives for this holy religion of ours. Your religion book and your catechism holds you the great and exciting secret, that is, how to be the friend of Jesus and how to get to heaven. These brave nuns I told you today gave their lives for teaching catechism to children. But when you are with Jesus, even the cruel and scary kings cannot scare you. God bless you. In the name of the Father,